producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Infamy, December 7th, and of course, over the weekend, as we swing by yet another year where we remember, and this time it falls on Sunday, December 7th, Pearl Harbor, and we're going to talk about that and a few other things as well here on America Tonight, including what happened in the elections in Louisiana. Wow. I think Mary Landrieu is still trying to get over being stunned that she won't represent her hometown anymore, her home state anymore, thinking that she was going to get elected to another term and then having to be in a runoff with Congressman Cassidy, who beat her. It also shows a big shift when it comes to the South and Southern Democrats. As somebody said to me, it's the death of the Dixiecrat, and perhaps that's exactly what it marks. I hope over the weekend you had some time to chill and you weren't braving those crazy crowds. I think once we hit December, all of a sudden it signifies, okay, time to run out and grab as much stuff as possible because it is the season. And if you celebrate, Hanukkah, you're running out of time. If you celebrate Christmas, you're counting down just a few extra days, really, if you look at it that way. So it's kind of crazy, and we're in that crazy chaos called the holiday season, absolutely, for sure. And in the meantime, there are a few other things that that happened, too, over the weekend. Certainly in sports, did anybody nail the score? We'll let you know if anybody nailed the score of one of the big games over the weekend, or perhaps the prizes just keep building up. And I think the prizes are going to just keep building up. We have had a couple of winners, just so you know. And we do our Nail the Score thing. If you're listening to me and you have no idea what I'm talking about, we do it on our Wednesday to Thursday show in the second hour, the last segment of that hour. We randomly select the game of the week in the NFL. And if you correctly guess who's going to win that game and what the final score is, you, my friend, are crowned a winner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and all the other minions have to celebrate you, at least for a day, because it's very hard to nail the score. It seems as though it would be easy, but lo and behold, it is not easy. So Chuck Hagel over the weekend, to me, made some interesting statements that might have got lost in the mix of a holiday cheer and the scramble and everything else. But it's worth noting the defense secretary, because he still is the defense secretary, the replacement, not named yet at this point and doesn't have the approval yet, but Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel traveled to Afghanistan this weekend. It's his fourth and, of course, last trip to that country, because whoever the replacement is steps in there. But the nominee, we know, is Ashton Carter, and he probably gets approved pretty easily. But Hagel said when he was asked about Afghanistan, when he was asked whether it would be a loss, first of all, for the Pentagon to have a defense secretary without combat experience, he said he's not going to judge it, because that would be Ashton Carter. But he was also asked about Afghanistan, and he said, you know, the difference between Afghanistan and Iraq is that they want us here. So nearly 11,000 troops are going to stay in Afghanistan in the beginning of 2015. Because he's right. They want us to stay in Afghanistan. American forces are going to drop to 5,500 in 2016. And by 2017, the coalition will consolidate to Kabul, basically. That's the plan anyway. So the U.S. is drawing down, but the country is still in a position where their military isn't ramped up, the police, they still have significant problems in the police force there, even though they've been supercharged and super trained. And it's like the Taliban attacks were down in 2014 compared to the previous year. But I think that's an intentional deal. And I still think the Taliban will probably engage once you have a complete clearing of the decks as far as most of the troops from the U.S. are concerned, and, of course, NATO forces as well. Hagel said he has confidence in the Afghan security forces' ability to protect Afghanistan, though, from terror by the hands of al-Qaeda and the Taliban. He said, you know, there's still challenges ahead, but I think every sign is that they can do this. So that's a good sign, because I don't think we need to be investing more in the more blood, sweat, and tears into the quicksand that is the Middle East. My biggest fear is Afghanistan ends up being just like Iraq, and it seems that way when you look at some of the attacks, and of course with what's happening with ISIS, because a swath of what they're cutting into gets close to Afghanistan, and that's certainly not off the table, although you think that's pretty much Taliban rule, and I don't know that they're necessarily going to mess there. But you look at Iraq, and you look at Syria, and then Afghanistan, and really, are the changes ahead, are there ripples that have made a big difference? Is there something democracy-wise that's going to happen in the Middle East that we haven't seen as a result of American troops being there for 13 years? Is it a different way of life for the people there? We've had lots of soldiers on, and they say they feel good about what they did to help people, but then they say they know the same thing's going to happen. It's going to roll into what it was before they got there, and that is part of the reason why so many are just depressed when they come back, especially if they've done a couple of different tours, because they want to reach out to the people. They want to help the people in some of these villages where they've helped rebuild and whatnot. I'll never forget the conversation that we had with Andrew O'Brien, who was in Iraq back in 2009 and talked about ISIS and talked about the fact that his buddies in Afghanistan said they feared the same thing, that the violence would just continue, or the rule of the Taliban / al-Qaeda would continue in that region despite everything that they had done. And the fact that he had clearly seen what was happening with ISIS, and that others knew what was going on with ISIS too as well. Coming up this hour, we can count. Can you imagine if you got a water bill that instead of saying $100, $200, I don't know, what's the highest water bill you've ever had in your life? Can you imagine if there were more zeros on it? I mean, we're talking like a couple of zeros on it. Is that when you call and say, whoa, I think you made a mistake? Maybe you gave me the whole block and not just one bill. I'm not sure what I'm looking at here. It'd be really depressing and scary, though, to open it, so I'm going to tell you about that. Also, a crazy story about a dog that was adopted after 400-plus days and why you'll think that's a cool story. And traffic tickets waived for toys. What a great way to help during the holiday season to make sure all kids get something to open on Christmas morning or sometime at some point throughout the holidays, waiving those traffic tickets. Where are they doing that? You'll find out a little bit later in the show. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play with you. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
We let you hear some of the horns symbolizing Pearl Harbor and remembering Pearl Harbor. You know, you think about it, it's the 73rd anniversary of that attack in Hawaii, and veterans all over the place who survived what happened that launched us into World War II, that horrific attack that surprised the U.S. in that harbor, show up. Every year they show up and they have ceremonies, obviously, there, because there's a tomb at Pearl Harbor, as many of you know. So you have people that are, you know, wearing traditional orchid leis, and you've had about 100 Pearl Harbor and World War II survivors. They have a big ceremony that right there, a memorial that sits on top of that sunken battleship, the USS Arizona. And, you know, this time around, it is the 10th consecutive, this anniversary, this year, of the Japanese attack is the 10th consecutive one that USS Utah survivor Gilbert Mayer went to. And Mayer is 91 years old, and he's somebody who we actually spoke to once a long time ago here in America Tonight, and he's from San Antonio, Texas, and he traveled from San Antonio to Hawaii and at 91. So you had a lot of people. You think of Pearl Harbor and what happened at Pearl Harbor, and as I said, the anniversary, 73rd anniversary, a lot of them being interviewed. I happen to see a bunch of clips of this. So they were hoping they would make it to 75 in a couple of years, 75. So, you know, there was 2,000 survivors, and I have seen so much about the attack on Pearl Harbor. I've been to a couple, obviously in Hawaii, but I've been to a couple of other museums that portray what happened there and have pieces of ships and whatnot. There's a place called Fredericksburg, Texas. It's in the Texas Hill Country, and they've got a museum there that's just terrific. It's the Nimitz Museum, and in the Nimitz Museum, you know, after Admiral Nimitz, in that museum, they have a whole thing dedicated to Pearl Harbor, and it's just amazing to see the stories and to see some of the remnants from that day. I mean, when the Arizona went down, you had 1,177 sailors and Marines, boom, that went down as well. And Arizona Governor Jan Brewer was there, and she was one of the people that spoke too. And so it's always a big deal at this, and it should be every time we mark December 7th. And it's always a big deal for the people that go there to remember, and of course the veterans themselves, that they want to go back, that they want to be there, that they want to be part of it, because it was such a frightening day and it changed so many lives. I mean, this was, as I said, the launching pad really for the U.S. into World War II. And I can remember when I was a kid asking my grandfather stories, and of course he wasn't at Pearl Harbor, but he was part of World War II. He served, and it was interesting. He said everybody, and many of you can probably have some of these memories of your parents perhaps telling you that, et cetera, about what it was like when there was the attack on Pearl Harbor and how everybody really wanted to do something. Whatever it was they had to do, they were going to step up and not just let that go unnoticed. Of course, they weren't going to let that happen. So once again, remembering what happened at Pearl Harbor, a very, very scary and somber day for so many people, ripped apart so many lives. Interesting, too, you had that happening in Hawaii, and you had a lot of focus on Prince William and Kate coming to New York City for a three-day visit. And this is pretty big because the royals, you know, there's something about the royals, I guess, for a lot of people. But the royals don't often come to the United States, although this couple has been here before. So it's a three-day East Coast visit, and they have a little entourage, I suppose, that travels with them, which makes sense that they would have an entourage of people, including, you know, various security detail with them. And a lot of tourists and whatnot were trying to get a glimpse or two of them and their 16-month-old son, Prince George. But they were just in and out of the city, basically. And it is their first trip to New York City. And it includes, I guess, a couple of other stops along the way. Remember, they came, I want to say, in 2011. It was 2011. And they stopped in California, but they weren't on the East Coast. And that was at the end of a Canadian tour. They were up there in Canada. And it's crazy because it's a strange time in New York City after what happened in the chokehold death of the guy from Staten Island. Of course, Eric Garner, and in the past couple of days, thousands of protesters have really been in the streets demonstrating against the jury's decision, the grand jury's decision, not to charge the police officer. So the demonstrations and the protests and all that kind of stuff, they say haven't really affected their schedule. Of course not. You know, there's always a way to finagle around that, right? When you're a royal couple, and they did exactly that, because that's what's happening in New York. If you go to New York, that's what people are talking about, and that's certainly what you would encounter. And the whole idea is the final day in New York, they have a tour of Ground Zero. And they're going to go to the reflecting pools. They say they wanted to pay their respects to the thousands who lost their lives in the attack on September 11th in 2001. And then want to spend some time with the mayor, they're having a reception there, I guess, and they have a whole bunch of other things that are happening too, including they're doing a couple of benefits, some pretty big benefits to raise money for, you know, some good causes. So good for them. If it helps raise money and helps widows and helps other people connected to 9/11, then I say bravo that they're going there and that such a big deal is being made of this 3-day visit. In the meantime, closer to home, as I mentioned, a protest not just in New York City, but in some other spots around the U.S. as well, some other cities. There were what they call those die-ins, people lying in the streets and people holding placards. And, you know, this is a direct result of last week's grand jury decision, as I mentioned, not to charge the cop in the chokehold death, which is being disputed and debated all over the place, of the of Eric Garner, who was allegedly selling those, you know, cigarettes illegally, and somebody called, and then the rest is history. And that happened in July before Ferguson exploded. So now you have what happened in Ferguson, and then you have what happened in New York City. And I think we're going to see much more reaction to that. I don't think we've seen the last of that. But mostly, it seems to be that the hundreds that are gathering are doing it peacefully, at least, and that's the good news there, because the last thing we need is to have cities ripped apart by violence and fires and overturned cars, and there wasn't anything like that over the weekend. There were mostly people that were just disrupting traffic and causing headaches for commuters, but not doing anything more disruptive in coming out at night and going after the police or any of the kind of stuff that we saw just a couple of times in Ferguson. Because remember, there was a lot of protests there too, and many of those were peaceful. So there's just a lot of raw emotion out there, and a raw emotion, I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon. How about gas prices? If you were cruising around over the weekend, I guarantee the one thing we all have in common in your backyard and mine is lower gas prices. And people get so excited about paying hardly anything for gas, meaning when you were almost paying $4, you were paying over $4, and suddenly you're paying almost $2. I mean, you see people almost giddy when they're filling up. It's like you're giving it away for free when you hit $2 and change. Hang with us. We're talking about numbers next here on ATN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Thanks for hanging with us here in this version of America Tonight. Time once again to roll into the numbers with one of my favorite segments, We Can Count. What's going on at the VA? Well, yep, the Department of Veteran Affairs wants a dying Vietnam vet in Washington State to pay how much? $6,300 in pension benefits, even though its paperwork backlog was responsible for the overpayments. So, 68-year-old Rob Arthur said he's okay with the loss of his $1,000 a month pension, but he shouldn't have to pay back what the VA says he now owes. His wife agrees. He says, they're mental abusers right now. That's how I look at it. We got knocked down. They're stomping on us. We don't have the money to pay them. It started in January. He was diagnosed with brain cancer that was deemed terminal. They said he's terminal. And he had a girlfriend. He married his longtime girlfriend. They live in the foothills of the Cascade Mountains. So he said that he notified the VA that his status had changed along with his income, because she makes $22,000 a year as a nurse's aide, right? It took 6 months for him to hear back from the VA. The news wasn't good. They ruled he was no longer eligible for a pension because of the bump in income. He'd have to repay the benefits he got from January to June while his paperwork was being processed. Is that ridiculous? So if he had just not married this woman that he was a longtime girlfriend after he got brain cancer, said, oh, I want to get married, blah, 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 it would have been better to not get married. Because of that, he's got to pay the money back. Give me a break. So he was in the Navy in the 60s. He served on a destroyer that cruised off the coast of Vietnam. So, you know, now he was destitute. No work. He began collecting a pension, and he said he sent the VA a $5 check to start paying it off. Oh, I'm sorry. There's just something so wrong in that story. And also, they didn't notify him right away. So they kept paying him. So we're paying you, and then we say, oh, well, wait a second. You got married to this woman who's making $22,000 a year, so, yeah, you're not eligible anymore. I'll say it again. There's something so wrong about that story. There's just something so wrong about that. They should excuse the debt. Give me a break, because if he hadn't married her and he desperately needed that money, he would have gotten the money that he should have gotten, and that's the end of the story. The average price of a gallon of gasoline in the United States, have you been noticing, has dropped $1 since May. That's the lowest in more than 4 years. Prices for regular gasoline fell to $2.72 a gallon, down 12 cents since the last survey 2 weeks ago. The drop has been compared by many to the plunges that took place after the 2008 recession. So the highest price, they do the Lumberg survey, the highest price in that survey in 48 states recorded in San Francisco, $3.04 a gallon, $3.04. The lowest, Albuquerque, $2.38. Wow, $2.38. I don't know. There's something about paying not too much at the pump that makes us feel better. Don't worry, it'll bounce back. I remember the times when we were talking about $4. Ooh, yi, yi, yi. That was not happy times for most of us, especially people who had a bunch of children that they were, frankly, dropping off at school and running errands and whatever, because now all of a sudden that minivan you can barely afford or that SUV that you can barely afford is killing you when it comes to gas prices. Oh, it's the worst. Moving along to something else completely different, having to do with this missing Philadelphia man. This story, I mean, just really made huge headlines, not just in Philly, but the family of a missing Philly guy went to the Eagles fans for help. The family and friends of this college student, 21-year-old Shane Montgomery, they sent out, you know, all kinds of folks with missing persons flyers to tailgaters at the link. A lot of them wore green ribbons. That's one of his favorite colors, they say. They increased the reward for anything, any kind of knowledge of his disappearance to $50,000. He mysteriously disappeared Thanksgiving morning after leaving a Philadelphia bar. He was last seen with his friends and a cousin at an Irish pub. It's interesting. It's a gathering place. I know it well. It's called Kildare's. He was on foot and hasn't been seen since. And they say there had to be people to see something, that they had to see something. So they did everything they could to just, again, blanket the city with these missing flyers. And so far, nothing's turned out up yet. They have a website, Help Find Shane Montgomery. Can you imagine how awful that is? So he's just a young guy, and they get the the bad news that, oh, well, he's not, he's out, and we're expecting him to come back, and you don't hear from him, and then that's when the real panic sets in. And I can't imagine what that would be like for a family where they hadn't seen him, and then they think, oh, you know, he's just out with one of his buddies, and lo and behold, they don't know, because he's just disappeared, and nobody seems to know where he's going. It used to be that you would say only if you had a college student daughter or young girls, would they really want to be out by themselves because something could happen, a stranger in a bar, this whole dropping things and drinks and whatever. But now we've seen a couple of times, there's been a couple of stories lately of missing people, and it's not always young girls. A lot of times it's some of these young guys have gone missing, and this is another one of those creepy deals where they question everyone around them, and of course people don't remember the last time they saw him, or they thought he was fine and then they left, and you get the deal here. They went to the Eagles and the Eagles helped him out, and I mean, thank goodness, that's the good news here, is that they were able to get the word out as much as possible, because the more people and the bigger the reward, I think the greater chance of something happening to turn that situation around, or at least they can find out what happened to him anyway. Also, this story made my list of numbers, and this list is New York. New York has flagged 278 gun owners as mentally unstable under a new law. Remember, this is one of the things that we talked about after the Connecticut shooting. What can they do with people who aren't stable and issuing guns, and how do they get guns, that whole thing. So New York has a really tough law. It's called the Safe Act Gun Control Law. Bad name there. And they've flagged 278 gun owners who could lose weapons. They're deemed mentally unstable. The governor urged the lawmakers there to pass that SAFE Act quickly. And this was after the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. And the Syracuse Post, the paper there, reported last week that since the law's enactment, they've collected 38,000 names in a database of individuals who have been found at risk for owning guns by psychiatrists and other health professionals. And then when it's checked against the list of pistol permanent holders in the state, the 278 matches. So less than 1%, if you look at it that way, less than 1%. I mean, I guess that's the good news there. You know, this is what we keep saying. What can we do? Because you know that I'm not anti-gun. I'm pro-Second Amendment. I think when you take rights away, then it becomes worse. So you get that. I mean, and here's the problem. The number of names in the database is small compared to the size of the population, which is 20 million. So is this one? Are they really finding people, flagging people? That's a good thing. I think it's a good thing that they flagged those people. And I think that the issue still becomes, you know, responsible gun ownership and also background checks. But I still think you could thwart a background check, but like anything else, that's what happens. So how do you catch somebody before something's happened? I mean, it becomes that same old story that we sing all the time of, well, gee, we thought somebody was that he was a nice guy. Who knew that he was capable of doing this? And it's always the who knew. So if flagging people stops something horrific from happening, then I think that's a great thing. I think that's a great thing. Because I think taking guns away, because that's that whole debate over guns and the Second Amendment could be a huge mistake when you look at the black market and how big that is and how big it would become if that were to become the norm here in the U.S. But in this case, this was just strictly comparing the databases and coming up with those people who had been flagged by psychiatrists. So there you go. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Are the backbone of capitalism in the United States. And we're seeing a real shift, a good shift, I think, to the entrepreneur. And I love the rags to riches stories or roll up your sleeves. And I never thought I could do it, but I formed my own company. And I spent some time this weekend doing just that. And thanks to Scott Reeve, he put on an all-day, you know, LLC in a day thing, and I learned a lot about business, a lot of filled in the blanks for me for many of the segments we do here on America Tonight. So I thought it'd be fun to catch up with him before he skedaddled that day, and here's a slice of that interview. I'm here with Scott Reeve, and I spent the day with Scott, and I know everybody's going to love this because this is a special edition of It's Your Business. He's an attorney, but he's much more than an attorney, and finally, I found out more about LLCs, and you should too, and I think the reason why is because you really need protection. You said a staggering thing to me, Scott. First of all, thanks so much, but you said a staggering statistic today about how many people get sued in small businesses. What was it in 2011?
Something like 2 out of 3 small businesses were sued in 2011. The numbers are staggering. It's not if you're going to get sued, it's when.
And you could be anything from a plumber, right, to an actress, to a lawyer, to a doctor.
That's right. You could be anything. There's whole industries now trying to find ways to sue small businesses.
Right. So the question is, how hard is it to get an LLC?
It used to be hard, but we started an event we call LLC in a Day, where we bring business owners in, educate them on the ins and outs of LLCs, and then complete the documents in one day. So from between 8 and 5, you learn, and then you get your document. So we try to make it easy.
And you did make it easy. If people out there are kind of confused as, well, why, you know, I'm helping my friends, I do resumes, or I do things on LinkedIn, or I have a web company, it goes back to that thing of why do you do an LLC? Why is it much more significant now than maybe it was in the past? Because some people have DBAs that they get, and then they open a checking account, and so it's doing business as, and I think there's some confusion there.
Well, I think it's more important than ever because of the litigious society that we have, and if you have a business of any kind, your goal is to take home profit, and then you're investing that in personal assets, or you've got savings accounts, and all of that stuff is exposed to your business if it's not incorporated or in an LLC. When we went through a comparison today, but the LLC is so much more flexible and so much easier to run, and it gives you the asset protection you need so that your business risk doesn't come home to hit you in the face.
Right, so meaning your personal assets, it doesn't matter if people are listening to us, you know, because people are listening all over the country. You have a house, you have a boat, you have kids that have whatever it might be, a car you bought them. All those are attachable, correct, if you don't have some protection liability-wise?
They can be, depending on your state law. Sometimes your residence is exempt, maybe certain numbers of cars. But say you bought rental homes, those would be subject to attack or could be, you know, frozen while you're in litigation and you can't sell those to liquidate them for cash. It would be a fraudulent transfer, possibly. So you're really at risk unless you put a hedge around your business that is a limited liability company. And it's really easy to do.
Give me an example of some, because, you know, as an attorney, you've had, I'm sure, all kinds of crazy cases. But give me an example of something you saw with a client where they got bit, perhaps, and they had no idea what was coming their way, and so sorry, too bad, couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, I had a client that had been in business 20 years doing remodeling, spotless record, and they find a customer they can't make happy. Not only could they not make them happy, that they got sued. And so they come to me with this lawsuit, and it's got their individual name on the lawsuit. And I said, well, aren't you incorporated? Oh, no, we're just a small business. We're just sole proprietors. We have a DBA on file. Oh, no. Everything they've earned over the last 20 years is at stake. They had double-digit in rental houses, all kinds of investments that were all subject to this litigation. And if they lost that case, there would be a judgment against them, and they would have liens on all of that investment property. They couldn't afford to fight the lawsuit. It was a winnable lawsuit, but they needed to have that gone. And so they had to settle the lawsuit and pay something they shouldn't have had to pay to fix their problem, and then incorporate their business.
Wow. Yeah, that's depressing. And one of the, I thought, fun things that you said today is, and people, you can appreciate this, right? I don't care if you're listening to me in Dallas, Texas, Austin, Houston, or you're listening to us in Sarasota, or New Jersey, or Ottumwa, Iowa. I'm going to go through all my affiliates, Scott, just so you can hear them all. But if you're listening to me, you guys love trivia. What is the oldest company in the world? The oldest company in the world. You did some research, and I knew the company, and I didn't even think of it.
The East India Trading Company. We all learned about it in social studies in elementary school. Yeah, it was the mercantile company, and that's how corporations sprung up.
But when did it start?
440 AD.
Woo! Until 2009, right?
That's right.
Wow, that is a crazy trivia question. There's a test on this later. So, Scott, to check out your website, where do we go?
Go to www.reeblaw.com. That's REIBLAW.com.
All right, it's your business. This was a fun one. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right, so how about that? Go through the whole process, the LLC thing, and I know a lot of people have written me when we do the It's Your Business segments, and they've told me about that. It was interesting to see some of the things that people miss or in deciding what you're doing, like he was talking about there, how people get into trouble because so many lawsuits now, ridiculous lawsuits, are filed where people are trolling to try to nail companies for just to nail them, you know. And unfortunately, fortunately, you have protection now. And you're talking about the East India Company. It was originally chartered as the Governor and Company of Merchants of London, trading into the East Indies. How about that? And it was formed to pursue trade with the East Indies. But then, of course, trading mainly with the Indian subcontinent, meaning you think of the dynasties in China, but also extending into other areas. And what, think of the commodities, cotton, silk, dye, salt. I was thinking about this the other day, tea, after he told me that, opium. And then the company also ruled the beginnings, really, of the British Empire in India, and that makes complete sense, too. So it's the oldest company ever formed. And the government owned no shares and had no, and only had really indirect control, we'll say. And that company eventually came to rule in the early days large areas of India with its own private armies because of the buildup and the demand for what they had to offer there. Of course, it made sense that that was going to happen, right? And it was, the company was dissolved in 1874 as a result of the East India Stock Dividend Redemption Act, and then came back again to life. So it's crazy to think of that East India Company. Wow. Crazy to think that we didn't have a winner again this week for Nail the Score. However, Denver did win. Denver won, and in the process of winning, the person who came the closest to nailing the score was actually Nathan Reeder, who said 24-18 Denver. It was 24-17 Denver. Woo! Over Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm smart about sports.
You are. You're incredibly knowledgeable on sports. So you missed it by 1 point. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. And, of course, me, I forget what my silly guess was, like 45-24. A lot of people had some pretty big spreads, but you were right there. I mean, literally missing it by 1 point, and nobody else came as close as you did. So congratulations. Close only counts, though, in horseshoes.
Oh. Well, I'll take it. I'll take it.
He'll take it. All right, and don't forget, we have our Nail the Score thing coming up again this week, Wednesday into Thursday show in our second hour, last segment, baby. Woohoo! Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
That time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.